And now, your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news. Stupid news. On The Point 94.1.
It is time for your daily dose of stupid, brought to you by JFK Liquor in Sherwood. They're on JFK Highway 107 across from Sherwood's Golf Course. Locally owned and operated. And we'll start with a stupid news update. A story we had about 2 weeks ago. A jewelry thief in Florida stole about $769,000 worth of diamonds and swallowed them before he could be arrested. So he's been in jail for the last 2 weeks, and police have been waiting to recover the diamonds, if you know what I mean. And they did. Yesterday, they got the last of the diamonds, and the diamonds are all being returned to the jewelry store. Word to the wise, if you're diamond shopping at Tiffany & Company in Orlando, might want to give them the sniff test before you buy them. Just saying. Yeah. Poop diamonds. Next off to China, we got a guy who got his girlfriend's hand stuck in his mouth. They were recording a funny video for social media, and they were trying to see if they could fit her entire fist into his mouth. And she was successful. She did it. But then she got her hand stuck. Couldn't get it out. Somehow they drove to the ER where doctors had to use some kind of special device to open the guy's jaw up a little bit more and have her hand removed. But they won't do that again. Finally, we've got the pinnacle of stupid in Phoenix. An elementary school teacher in Phoenix has been arrested after he peed into a container in front of his students. Now, he admits... He says, yep, I unzipped my pants, and yep, I peed into a can. He says he had to because he couldn't leave the classroom, and he said he did it under his desk so his students couldn't see him. But some of his students say they did see him. They told the principal, and he's been arrested. Why would you even think that would be okay? I think we know the answer. He's stupid. That is your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Classic rock all day, every day.
Yeah, awesome.
The Point 94.1. KKPT Little Rock.